From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As still more storms dumped new snow onto California's burgeoning snowpack, water managers, farmers, and environmentalists gathered in Sacramento to discuss long-term challenges to secure a more certain water future. Carla Nemeth, director of the California Department of Water Resources, said the state's water supply is much improved, but California's hotter, drier new normal requires new thinking in water management. The request for consultation with Mexico by the U.S. Trade Representative's office puts the U.S. one step away from a full dispute settlement under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The National Corn Growers Association has been leading calls for the Biden administration to act. NCGA President Tom Hague says Mexico's position on biotech corn is already creating uncertainty, so we need U.S. officials to move swiftly and do everything it takes to eliminate this trade barrier. The American Farm Bureau Federation estimates 2022 crop losses due to weather and climate change at more than $21.4 billion. The AFBF market intel analysis shows in 2022, 18 weather and climate disasters, each with damages exceeding $1 billion, struck in the U.S. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that 2022 surpassed 21 as the third costliest disaster year event in history, with the estimated $165 billion in total economic losses.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.